everything that rocks.
Welcome to it. That's right, the only morning show that's never going to give you up.
We'll just Rickroll you on a Monday.
Could Monday get any worse? Now you're getting Rickrolled. It's a good song.
He's got like no money for that too. I just read something about that.
Yeah.
Like even beyond when they started using all the memes and blah, 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 like he still isn't seeing nothing from it.
I'm sure there's been some residuals in a sense of people going, oh, you know what, I'm going to go listen to the real one, you know, like the whole one. I don't know. Who knows?
Yes, it was probably downloaded, like massively downloaded again.
Yeah. You know? You always see that, like an artist will pass or they'll do something big in the news and then like you'll see a huge spike in their sales and their category and everything. So anyway, it's 6:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Let's get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, unfortunately, I do. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
And I was saying, unfortunately, I do have some sad news. Frankie Banali of Quiet Riot died Thursday night at his home in Los Angeles. The drummer was 68 years old. Banali was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in April of 2019. And this year had been undergoing a clinical trial for the disease. Earlier this month, he was taken to the hospital where he had a series of strokes that made continuing on the trial impossible. His family requests that donations in his name be made to fixnation.org, aspca.org, pancan.org, and children.org. Banali joined Quiet Riot in 1982, just in time for the band's breakthrough album, Metal Health, in 1983, which, by the way, was the first metal album in the chart's history to hit number one. So that was a big deal, like for a full-on metal album, not a pop or not a pop rock album, just full-on metal album, hit number one, first one to do it, and then obviously we saw a lot of other ones follow after that. He played on all the band's releases from that point on. Banali restarted the group in 2010, 3 years after original singer Kevin DeBrow passed away. He also joined Wasp in 1989, appearing on 7 of their albums between then and 2004. So a fantastic drummer, and obviously 68, much too young to be taken away. So there you go. That is your rock news. Sorry to be a bummer on a Monday. Yeah. I guess I could have done a different story, not so bummy, but anyway.
Yeah.
let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this date, 1979, the Cars performed a free show in New York Central's park for an audience of 500,000 people.
Damn.
500,000 people showed up for this for this free concert, which
halfway through the concert, they look at each other like, maybe we should have charged like $1.
Just $1. We probably $1. Anyway, can you think if we passed around a hat for $1, they'd do it?
Communion plate, something, please, man.
50 cents. Can we do 50 cents? I think everyone would be on board with that. But all right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.